من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى ما أنزل الله وإلى الرسول رأيت المنافقين يصدون عنك صدودا. We were discussing discussion in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the munafiqeen, they don't look for justice, but they bribe and want things to go in their favor. So a particular case where one munafiq had an altercation with a Jew, and he came finally to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, as the case was, made the decision in favor of the Jew and not in favor of the munafiq who looked like a Muslim. Then he insisted to go to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who made the decision then by taking his sword and giving that munafiq, that after Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made a decision, then how can you come to me or anyone else? But Allah's Rasul made the decision, that's a final decision. After that, the family people of that person made a noise about it and brought a case in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrongly killed him. And they made this pretext and said that he did not go for judgment there. He went for some like out of court settlement to make a peace settlement between the two. So Allah ta'ala revealed these ayat to prove that they did not go for any peace settlement, but they actually went for a second judgment. After the judgment of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they went for another judgment. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. اور جب ان کو کہے کہ آؤ اللہ کے حکم کی طرف جو اس نے اتارا اور اس کے رسول کی طرف. And when they are told that for your judgment and your matters, come to Allah Ta'ala and come to His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the judgment of your matters and for the settlement of your matters. رَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَسُدُّونَ عَنْكَ سُدُودًا. تو دیکھے تو منافق کو روکتے ہیں تجھ سے روک کر. Then you will see that these munafiqs, the hypocrites, they will put all blockages and obstacles from the case coming to you to O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason for that, they know that they are in the wrong. And you will never give a judgment for those who are in the wrong, even if they outwardly appear as Muslims, and even outwardly the person who is right is a Jew, who is an enemy of Islam, but still you will not give the decision in front of that outward Muslim, but you would rather give it for the Jew. You will see who is on the right and who is on the wrong, and accordingly you will give your judgment. But they block this, they don't want that to take place. So Allah says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. پھر کیا ہو کہ جب ان کو پہنچے مصیبت. Then what is their condition when a musibat comes to them, when a calamity befalls them? And that calamity that is being referred to here is when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went in his house, fetched his sword and killed that person there and then. That after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made a judgment, how can you come to me or anyone else for a judgment? Bima qaddamat aydihim, apne haathon ke kiye hue se. Because of what they had done, that is bringing the case for judgment to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had already made a judgment. Summa ja'uka yahlifun. Phir aave tere paas kasme khate hue. And then they come to you taking all types of qasams. They change the whole case around, and now they come to you and they take qasams. And how did they change the case around? In aradna illa ihsanu wa tawfiqa. Ke humko to gharz thi magar halai aur milab. That we did not go for a judgment, we just went there for a settlement. And that was allowed to go for a settlement. But this was a whole big lie. They went for a second judgment, not for a settlement. And this Allah Ta'ala exposed them by revealing these ayat. So Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ یہ وہ لوگ ہیں کہ اللہ جانتا ہے جو ان کے دل میں ہے. These are those people, those munafiqs, who outwardly show that they are Muslims, but Allah knows perfectly well what is in their hearts. فَعَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ So تو ان سے تغافل کر. So you ignore them, don't worry about them. وَعِذْهُمْ اور ان کو نصیحت کر. And give them good advice. وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا اور ان سے کہ ان کے حق میں بات کام کی. And tell them, give them advices, things that will benefit them. That is, tell them things to make tawbah from this nifaq and hypocrisy of theirs. Tell them to come away from the love of this dunya, because of which they don't want to accept Islam, and they are making a mockery and trying to live as Muslims also, get the benefits of Islam, and inside be like kafirs and get the benefits of this world also. So make nasihat and wa'az to them. And don't worry, they won't harm you. They are not able to harm you in any way. But you treat them outwardly in a good way. Treat them as though they are Muslims. Don't even let them know that you know that they are not Muslims and that they are making a mockery of you and of Islam. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala has given commands to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam how to deal with such matters. And at the same time, Allah exposed this munafiqeen in the Quran Sharif, so we as the Muslims, until Qiyamah's day, we can recognize who are the munafiqeen and who should we also ignore in this way, and who are the troublemakers in the ummah. And this is unfortunately a thing which is present right till today, and it will carry on. It is for us to be on our guard and to be with the sincere followers of the deen and the sharia. And that is what we must follow, and not those who follow the ways of the kuffar and live their lives like the kuffar. May Allah give us all proper understanding of deen, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings and accept us for His deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.